All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, September 28th of 2024. And looking ahead, we have a ton of DFS action over the weekend. We have college football, we have MLB, we have NFL, we have MMA, there is NASCAR. So a ton of DFS action to play. If you guys aren't signed up with us, we do have a 5-day no strings attached free trial. Always recommend getting signed up on the weekend so you get access to all the weekend sports and then rolls into the week. But either way, for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and do the show here on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. But appreciate everybody tuning in on this Saturday here. And no questions actually in the Discord, but we do have a few in the YouTube chat here. So we're going to start with these from Deshaun, and then we'll see where we go. So let's get SaberSim up. First question, how are you handling some of these games where rain could be an issue in NFL DFS? Do you play more of the running backs or just limit your overall exposure to those type of games? What would cause you to adjust a player's projection in NFL? Okay, it looks like we roll into another question here. So let's start with weather, right? So a couple things on weather, right? We do understand the game environment, right? Like, is it a dome? Is the roof open? Is weather going to impact the game? What is the weather, right? But I think something that happens more often than not that is hard to capture in the sim is, okay, yes, it's going to rain. And like, yes, we understand how that might affect the production of players. But what isn't captured super well is, let's say like a team is, you know, passing 70% of the time and running the ball 30%, right? Just a very, very basic example. Well, we understand that the production of those passes might go down. But as far as game script goes, we're not making a ton of adjustments being like, okay, it's going to rain. So maybe the team is actually going to flip the script and run 70% of the time and pass 30%. See, that part is what is incredibly hard to capture. Partly because you don't know for sure if the team's going to do that, but a lot of times teams will do that, right? So I think that there was one specific game like 2 years ago. It was Buffalo and the Patriots. And I remember, I think Mac Jones threw the ball like four times the entire game, and they just ran every single play. And like, that is obviously like an extreme example, but that is so hard to capture in the sim. So as far as like weather and stuff goes, if you want to adjust projections to account for, you know, maybe the team approaching a game differently, then, you know, okay, I could definitely see that being like a good adjustment to the sim. So if I were to do anything in regards to weather, I would be thinking about that part of it. All right, second question. What would cause you to adjust a player's projection in NFL DFS? Like, what are some stats or information you look at before deciding on adjusting a player's projection up or down? And then second part here. This is a good question. You know, I like to think about, I mean, you could go like snap count, rush share, target share. A lot of times I'm looking at like injuries, right? So like a good example was last week with the 49ers. You know, you come over to the 49ers and then, you know, I like to right click on position and then go down to wide receivers. And then it's like, okay, you know, last week Debo was out, right? Like, okay, well, with Debo, how are we expecting, and Kittle out too, right? Like Debo and Kittle, maybe I include tight ends here. It's like, how am I expecting the team to split up the targets, or how am I expecting the, how is the sim redistributing the additional usage, right, in the sim? And do I agree with that? So for me, like, sometimes what'll happen is like, okay, Debo's out, you know, we're going to bump up Jennings. Sure. We're going to bump up Ayuk a little bit, but then maybe like these third and fourth wide receivers get a little bit of extra production. Right. And then I'll like go and look at like the team and then kind of make a decision. Like, you know what? They might be out there running routes, but I really think the team is going to just give extra targets to like their top two guys or something like that. And just keep the production there. And then, you know, the way I approach it is in my head, you know, the sim has allocated this many fantasy points to this team for this position. Now the only question is, do I agree with the split? I don't really want to say like, oh, you know, they're going to score more, they're going to score less, or whatever. I think overall, I'm trusting the sim with the amount of fantasy points for this team. Now it's just about, you know, do I agree with this, with the dispersion of that? So that's the way I'm thinking about it. All right, next question. Do you still recommend adjusting projections up or down by 10%? I think it's a pretty good rule of thumb, especially if, you know, you're making projection adjustments. That could obviously have a bigger impact for players projected higher, you know, going from like 20 to 22, as opposed to somebody going from like 9 to like 9.9. So just be a little careful with it. Something good you could do is like run a default build and then just look at like pool exposures. You know, if you run a default build and somebody's coming up 20% of the time, and then you go and make a 10% projection adjustment, and all of a sudden they're coming up 90% of the time, you know, that might have been a little too aggressive, and maybe like 5%. So use that as like your baseline, that default build, and then make your adjustments, compare, see how that all averages out, and settle on a number that feels good to you. All right. Last question from Deshaun. Do you think it's a good idea to target low owned QBs, like maybe set some kind of rule or filter out QBs with ownership higher than 8 or something like that? So I don't like completely fading the highest owned quarterbacks, but I do like the idea of getting to lower owned quarterbacks, if that makes sense. So I would not come in here like, you know, we use 8%, right? Like there are 4 quarterbacks above 8%, and then the rest of the quarterbacks are all under 5, right? I would not come in here and X out the top 4 owned quarterbacks that are all above 8%. But what you can do, right, is you could come in here and set some minimum exposures to these lower owned quarterbacks, right? Maybe you come in here and just match exposure to ownership on some of these lower owned guys, right? So I think that's okay. Something else that's been floated in the past is set a maximum global exposure to quarterbacks pre-build, because that gets applied to your pool, right? That's getting applied to your 5,000 lineups or however many lineups you have. And then after the build, turn this off, turn off your max exposure. And that way you just start with a more diverse quarterback set. And then if the builder wants to play more than 15, like say you use 15%, right? So I'm going to use 15%. That's 750 lineups max for any one quarterback. And then after I turn it off, now if the builder wants to play more than 15% of any quarterback, it can, but I just have a more diverse pool of lineups with quarterbacks being a lot more spread out. So that's another thing that you could try as well, right? Like there's a couple different ways to do that. On the build review shows that we did last year with Max and I, you know, we saw a lot of you know, strongly correlated, low owned quarterback lineups grading out like really well time and time again. A lot of like QB plus twos with a run back, QB plus threes, QB plus threes with a run back, you know, of like teams that are like weren't, you know, chalk and quarterbacks like coming in like sub 5%. So like those lineups can be good, right? At least like from what we saw all of last season. So I don't think you're on the wrong track here, right? You're probably on the right track trying to target these guys, but I don't think it's necessary to go out of your way to full fade the top owned quarterbacks. All right. Those were our questions to get started in the YouTube chat. Let me peek one more time in the Discord. And no questions there. So why don't we do a little build demo, right? So let's say I'm building lineups for tomorrow's NFL main slate. What I'm going to do here, right? One thing I've been noticing is I like the idea of increasing the minimum salary to 49K. Seems to be pretty good based on our build review shows. I'm going to set a small projection filter, projection greater than 3. Everybody except defenses. Turn on this don't use players against opposing defense rule. And that's it, right? That's all I'm really looking to do. Going to make my two small adjustments to projections and kick this off. In the meantime, go over the contest tab. Looks like we have a contest sim set up, which is perfect. All right, so let's let these lineups build. Almost done. Might as well move a couple columns around while we wait. All right. Lineups are finished. Going to kick off my contest sim. Now, let's say I'm building 20 lineups, right? So, okay, my lineups is 20. Sort of my exposure. So, now that the contest sim is finished, going to do a couple things here. One, go and change my sorting metric to you use target contest. I'm not using target contest because I don't have an entries file or like a contest sim with entries file. So, I'm just using the custom one I made. That's the only difference there. Going to set up some aggregate metrics. So, what I like to use... average projection, average ROI. Perfect. Now, what I would probably do here is something that we've been doing for MLB is coming in and adding in a projection filter. Say, show me lineups projection greater than, I don't know, just make up a number. Try 110, not high enough. Okay, let's try 118. Why not? Okay, getting closer. Let's go 124. All right, so trying to get rid of like the bottom like 500-ish lineups here. And that's pretty good, 491, right? So chopping off some of the lowest projected lineups, great. I can also set a filter here for ROI greater than 0. All right. Cool. So this looks good, right? So far, so good. So now what I would want to be doing is starting to adjust the min uniques and watching how my average projection and average ROIs move. So let's go to two. Barely any movement. Started with 98.4 ROI. So ROI is down like 4%. Our average projection has been staying pretty similar here the whole time, like right around 137. Okay, so uniques of 5, ROI is down like 6%. This looks good. So far, so good. Okay, so 6 uniques, we finally see like a little bit of a jump here. So 5 uniques, we're at 92% sim ROI, 137 average score. Uniques of 6, average projection doesn't really move that much, but ROI comes down from 92 to 78. So, you know, 14% change there, kind of big, right? Now, what I would do to figure out what number I wanted to be at, kind of just go back and forth, and I'm kind of just like watching the leverages and the exposures and seeing like, am I seeing a ton of differences here? So what I'm seeing is Goddard, 65%, Trey Tucker, 40%, some other guys at like 30s. So it seems like Goddard comes down from 65 to 45. Tucker, slight change. Bowers, slightly up. If you're like a more... If you're okay taking a little bit of a bigger stand here, I would go with 5. I think either one of these is okay. I think they're both viable. So you gotta just figure out which one feels better to you, which one makes better sense to you. But 5 or 6 to be like right where I'm trying to be. And that'd be about it. You know, I'm ready to submit these. I'm ready to rock and roll. All right. Question from Brad. What are the best stack exposures for NFL? Example, QB plus 1, QB plus 2 with a run back, etc. And what stack exposures should you avoid? I'm pretty open to like all stacks, really. I'd say the biggest thing I'm worried about is getting too much of a low owned stack. So like, you know, QB plus 3s with a bring back or like 8 of them in our pool here. You know, if I had like 6 out of those 8 in my lineups, I would be like kind of concerned, but I don't think there's anything that is like wrong to play in general, right? I was talking about this like pretty recently. Is if you think about like what you're trying to do, like take the Million Maker, for example, you're trying to turn $20 into a million, right? Like you might have multiple entries, but like let's say, you know, one entry, right? Well, like what are the odds on that bet? Like imagine it was a straight bet, right? Like if this is a straight bet, then you're gonna have, you know, 20 to win 20 is plus 100 or minus 100, right? You know, the odds on the milli are like plus 500,000, like plus 5 million. I forget exactly what like the American odds are, but it's insanely long, right? So I don't think you should be avoiding stacks that might be good 1% of the time, because even that is, you know, probably more viable than you think in this like contest with hundreds of thousands of entries, right? So I'm pretty open to like any and all stack types. I'd say the biggest thing is that I want to play them at the same rate that they show up as optimal in the sim, and I don't want to overplay them to the point where like I'm super leveraged on a stack that isn't good that often. So I'm okay playing a little bit of them. I'm not okay playing a ton of them. That makes sense. All right. Brad said, where can you change your metric with the new sim? I don't see the gear icon. So if you are missing this gear icon, right? Like, let's say that these are X'd out. You click save. It's gone. What you got to do is go to my lineups, right click on it, and then this aggregate metrics pop-up option appears, and then you can go and set it, right? And then I can go back and set average projected score and then click save. So a little bit hidden there, something new, but glad you asked. Happy to clarify that. All right. Looks like we've hit all the questions and did a little bit of a build demo here for Sunday. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I will see you all on Monday. And until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.